To PM, bespoke new laws to try to stop campaigns to trespass on farms are being promised by the federal government if it's re-elected. They would target anyone using the internet to publish personal information that could help others to trespass, a bid to directly combat the approach used by advocacy group Aussie Farms. It comes just days after protesters stormed abattoirs and brought traffic in Melbourne to a halt. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Nationals leader Michael McCormack says farmers have enough to worry about as it is, with drought, flooding and cyclones. The last thing they need is vegan activists thrown into the mix.
These activists have damaged the reputation of Australia.
He's particularly mad about a website published by animal rights group Aussie Farms, which lists the addresses of thousands of farms and abattoirs.
These vegan activists, I'd like to get their addresses and announce it to all Australians so that they could as well know what it's like to have their privacy intruded upon. And I look forward to sitting down at lunchtime and having a good steak with tomato sauce. Thank you very much.
If re-elected, the government would make it an offence to use a carriage service like the internet to publish personal information that could help others to trespass on a farm, abattoir or other agricultural site. There are already state and territory laws targeting trespassing, but the Attorney General, Christian Porter, says that's not enough.
We're not going to leave it to a variety of laws in the states and territories. If a website uses and discloses personal and private information as a means to facilitate and enable criminal trespass and damage to agricultural businesses and farming families, we will A, create the law, and B, we will enforce it ruthlessly.
Those charged under the proposed law could go to jail for up to a year. There will be exemptions for journalists or whistleblowers who are shedding light on illegal activity. But Christian Porter says the most recent vegan protests weren't doing that.
None of this activism is devoted to uncovering unlawful conduct by farmers. These are just decent people. One of them ran a goat cafe, right? And that goat cafe has gone under, where you can take your kids and your family, have a cup of coffee and see some goats. This is a group of hyper activists who have a view about how we all should conduct our lives, and the way in which we should conduct our lives, according to them, is to not eat or use any animal products.
Labor's agriculture spokesman Joel Fitzgibbon says the opposition is open to supporting increased penalties to protect farmers, but he's sceptical about the motivation behind today's announcement.
These fines that are being and offences being proposed can do no harm, but this is a very complex issue and it requires sophisticated responses. And this is a scramble 5 minutes to an election in an attempt to establish some relevance.
Farmers groups are hoping the change will receive bipartisan support. Tony Maher is the chief executive of the National Farmers Federation.
Clearly, the deterrence and disincentives for people to behave the way that they are in a threatening and malicious and intimidating way isn't enough. And the trespass laws and privacy laws, we need a suite of measures that is going to prevent this sort of behaviour, because we've got real fears for not only the animals, but human safety. I think the community expects that there'll be laws to prevent and protect them from what we think are extremists.
The head of the Australian Meat Industry Council, Patrick Hutchinson, also believes the announcement is a step in the right direction. But he says the industry also has a role to play in countering extreme animal activism.
We want to stop the rhetoric that is going around, firstly, around the fact that we have something to hide. We know we need to go further, and what we need to be doing is providing more information, and we are taking that on ourselves as an industry to do that.
But animal activists aren't impressed by what they say is an overly targeted law, and Emily Rice from PETA Australia doesn't believe it will deter protesters anyway.
There's a lot of people for whom that the cause is so important, you know, that doesn't matter, I don't think, and I think that they will continue to fight, because most of us would say that anything that we have to experience is nothing compared to what animals go through on farms and in abattoirs.
Emily Rice from the animal rights group PETA Australia. Alexandra Beach with that report.